Phone Boy Speaks, episode 431, Civics Out of Print. There's a study that suggests that civic participation actually fell in two cities that that had a newspaper closed down, and we're talking about Denver and Seattle, after a couple of their newspapers closed. And so, I remember when the Seattle Post-Intelligencer closed its doors. Well, they didn't really close their doors, but they stopped doing a print edition. They simply went web only. And this was right around beginning of 2009. And so what they're suggesting is that the people that might use the newspaper to participate or to find out what's going on, they're not getting that information, and so they may be less participatory, or less people are participating because while they're still both Denver and Seattle both still have a print newspaper in operation, they had two, and the economics these days are such that it's having one newspaper is probably enough. And really, that newspaper is simultaneously competing with everything on the internet. But let's look at what they're suggesting here, which is that participation has gone down, and then there's some causality that suggests that may have occurred. But let's look at this a little. Let's just sort of dig a little bit here and think about this. A newspaper is fairly inexpensive, right? I mean, I think it's 50 cents or a dollar or something. The Sunday edition might be a little bit more, but a newspaper is fairly cheap, whereas what you might need to get on the internet is by no means cheap at all. And in fact, even if you're buying the newspaper a couple times a week, right? I mean, that's like a couple of coffees at Starbucks, which is definitely cheaper than if you don't have a computer, or you don't want to have a computer, and you don't want to have internet access, that actually costs some serious money, right? I mean, yeah, you can go to the public library and stuff like that, but it's different than going down, picking up a newspaper, and going taking it on your own and going off and reading it. And so, yeah, I think this makes total sense, because there are a number of people that in society, and at least in America, right, that don't participate on the internet. That they make an active choice not to do it. In some cases, they can't afford to, which is so it's not that they don't want to. It's just that it would be too much of their money, and that's so I think it just going internet only, well that sounds great, and that comes from a very tech douchebag sort of perspective that everybody should have internet access. Well, you got people that don't want it, and you got people that can't afford it. And so, yeah, by removing a potential source of news or a second source of news, you got people maybe less interested, or people have less opportunity to get information that's not coming from the internet. And so, yes, that cuts off a source. Now, could they still be active? Yeah, but it requires more work. And if you make things too difficult for people, they won't do them. It's something I stumbled upon as a child. I remember, in the 80s, recycling was starting to get kind of a big thing, and I'm like, well, why don't people do it? And then, then I collected cans for a long time, and I remember I had this big old can of bag of aluminum cans, and I took it in, and I think the bag was bigger than me, and I think I got $1.50 or something for it, and I realized then that people aren't going to recycle unless it's convenient. And of course, back then it wasn't convenient. It wasn't picked up with your garbage like it is today. And that's really what it comes down to, is that people will do the right thing if it's convenient. And I guess by taking a newspaper away, that potentially makes it convenient to not participate for a certain class of people. And so, yeah, I think there's something to this. Obviously the economic realities are such that not every place can support more than one newspaper. I mean, it has to be a really, really big city. Some place like New York can certainly do it. Seattle's not that big. And so, one makes sense. And Denver's kind of the same thing. And that's So yeah, there's only, you can only support so many print publications at a time. And yeah, people are getting more information on the internet, and these, and print is expensive. So long and the short of it is, yeah, this is, I don't know how long we're going to still continue to get newspapers, but yeah, it has an impact because just by being internet only, it excludes a certain part of the population and people, and there are people that should participate in the process, quite honestly. They should be knowing what's going on and getting their voice heard. And when they're, by going internet only, that part of the population gets disenfranchised, I think. And so yes, I think there's something to this study. Probably, more needs to be, more needs to be looked at, but, I don't think you can dismiss it out of hand. I think it's totally a valid theory, and yeah, we should work to engage everybody in the political process. And I don't think we're going to get more newspapers, but there's other ways we can solve this problem.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.